It is time for Talk Back. Talk Back is your opportunity to communicate with us. You know, throughout the year, we invite students from across the state to join us to share their experiences and to compare, really. One of my favorite things about hearing reports from around the state is to think, oh, you know, that happened here 2 weeks ago, or that hasn't happened here yet. And so this is really an exciting time and an exciting part of our programming. This is something that I always look forward to. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by our own Charlie Mitchell. Our first report comes from the Bell Museum summer camps at the North Central Research Station near Grand Rapids.
Hello, this is Jennifer with the Bell Museum, calling in from Nick Rock, the North Central Research and Outreach Center in Grand Rapids. Our campers this week had an exciting trip to the Nick Rock Bog. We saw something that we had never seen out there before. It was a large slime mold, about 10 inches across, and it was bright orange. We named it Jack because it was almost the color of a ripe pumpkin. Most of the campers had never heard of a slime mold, so there were many, many, many questions that we started to research. We think it is a Physarum polycephalum, which is a mini-headed slime mold. We also saw many critters, lots of insects, a toad, ripe raspberries, and green nuts on the American hazelnut. Here are some of the student reports.
Hello, my name is Aaliyah, and I went to the bog July 16th. We saw lots of cool things. We saw a pitcher plant that we saw like everywhere, and we also saw tamarack trees that had small gray pine cones, and there was like baby trees. Their needles were soft, but the big ones were a little more prickly. And we also saw slime mold, and that slime mold was orange. And the next day, it was like almost gone. So that was really cool. We also got to see so many incredible things. Like, there were so many bright colored mushrooms, so much moss, and stuff like that.
Hello there. My name is Gus, and at the bog, I liked seeing the slime mold. They're weird beings that live in a log. They don't have brains, but they're smart and eat. But they aren't plants, fungi, or animals.
Hello, my name's Neil.
We went to the bog on July 16th. Some cool things I saw there. I saw some random mushrooms. I saw pitcher plants. They're carnivorous plants. Actually, technically, they're insectivorous because they eat insects. They attract insects. The insects fall into the plant, and then that's their stomach, and they die. I also saw a slime mold, and they're not fungi, they're not plant, and they're not an animal, and they're a single-celled organism, yet somehow they're intelligent.
What a great report. Good to have you kids along this morning, camping out and going on a walk. Slime molds, you may have seen them yourselves, that this orange slime mold that they're talking about, it looks like a dried apricot. Sometimes they're about that size, and in this case, this one was quite a bit larger. Sometimes they're very small. Sometimes it's just a dot of orange, but very cool to check those out. Very neat to see. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, folks have the opportunity to get out to Nick Rock today from 2 to 6 o'clock. It's visitor's day, so you get to take tours of the orchard and the bog. Maybe you can see that slime mold yourself. That's free and open to the public.
Nice. Yeah, that's a great spot. And if you do get a chance, the bog has got a nice boardwalk, so you can get out and walk in the bog, which is not always the case if you're a little shy about getting your feet wet. But in this case, nice raised up boardwalk, so you can walk around very easily. And we also heard from our phenology coordinator, Charlie Mitchell, who visited the Long Lake Conservation Center this weekend, and we're going to hear from what she has to say. But first, Jennifer wrote to say that, saying to Charlie, thanks for doing this program. It is so fun to see the kids getting excited about getting to report their findings. And so they are on the radio. They were on the radio this morning. And if you know them, if you're a relative of theirs, maybe you'd like to call and pledge your support this morning and tell us how much you appreciate the fact that we bring children's voices to the air. And that's one of the things that I do throughout the year is I go out and encourage teachers to engage their students with the outdoors and then to share those observations with all of us because we're as interested in what they're seeing as they are. It's like telling somebody about your camping trip. So give us a call, tell us about your camping trip, and pledge your support. As I said, our next report comes from Charlie Mitchell, who was at Long Lake Conservation Center.
Good morning, Jen and Heidi. This weekend, I was lucky enough to go to Long Lake Conservation Center as part of the Phenology Investigations in Minnesota Schools program. It's a professional development program for middle and high school teachers run by the University of Minnesota. There are also a couple elementary school teachers thrown in there. And we had a lovely time. While we were there, we saw some goldenrods blooming. We snacked on some ripe red raspberries and went into the bog, which was filled with, well, the way there was filled with mosquitoes and flies. But we got to see the pitcher plants and a tiny little sundew. The pitcher plants had no pollen left and they seemed to be developing seeds. Last time I was at Long Lake in mid-June, they still had a lot of yellow pollen and little beetles crawling around in them. I also found in the bog a different kind of cotton grass. If you look close, you can still see the little pollen-bearing anthers, so I'm pretty sure it's the flower and not the white seed head. My Seek app said that the ones that were blooming right now are the tawny cotton grass, but I haven't looked it up in a reliable guidebook yet. It was really wonderful to get outside with some like-minded nature folks and, you know, being out there and teaching some phenology workshop stuff. Brought home yet again how much I've learned since joining you wonderful people at KAXE. So thank you, John, for sharing all of your wisdom, not only with the listeners and all of the students, but also with me. I was also reminded yet again that the phenology reports we enjoy all school year are due to some incredibly dedicated and talented teachers. Boy, they got their work cut out for them, and I am glad they're getting their students outside. On my drive home, I saw a few more goldenrods blooming and a few mystery purple flowers blooming in spikes along the roadside. I think they were either purple loosestrife or fireweed. Every summer, I learn them and then immediately forget again, and by the time they bloom the next year, I've forgotten them again. Do you know a handy way to tell those two apart? That's all for now. I hope you guys have a great morning.
Well, purple loosestrife and fireweed, how to tell them apart. Just shutting my eyes and envisioning both of them, the fireweed has more blue in it. That's terrible. They're a bit more purple looking than the purple loosestrife, which is a bit more on the red side of the purple spectrum. Red, purple, of course, is red and blue mixed together, and if you add a little extra red, the color becomes a little more toward the red side, a little extra blue, and it goes toward the blue side. That's how I would describe it. The other way to recognize them is that the fireweed is wider at the bottom and narrows to the top in a cone, and the loosestrife is simply a stalk of bright purple, or in this case, I find it a bit more red than purple, so that's how I would differentiate the two. The other thing is that fireweed is rhizotomous, and you'll see huge swaths of it. When you see fireweed, you seldom see an individual plant. You usually see like a whole stretch of it, you know, 50 or 60 feet of it in some cases. I saw some beauties yesterday coming back from Minneapolis. So that would be my quick and simple. The other thing is, so far, at least in the northern half of the state, fireweed is far more common than purple loosestrife. Purple loosestrife is an invasive, and it is kind of taking over some of our areas, but for the most part, fireweed is the more common of the two that you're likely to run into. Our final update comes from the Little Falls Phenology Instagram page, which is run by Chad Kaditz, a science teacher at the school in Little Falls. His students have been sending photos of their nature observations all summer, and this week's entries include a sighting of a juvenile Cooper's hawk. It had a streaked chest with scattered brown stripes running vertically on a pale background. Adult Cooper's hawks have brown bars which run horizontally. Little Falls sightings also included a few insects, including a darner dragonfly, a soot-colored moth known as a black arches moth, and a strikingly colored phantom cranefly. Craneflies look like overgrown mosquitoes with long legs and a thin body. This cranefly had a vivid white and black pattern on its legs. So you can check those out. And you probably have seen a cranefly. And your first thought when you see a cranefly is, oh my God, look at the size of that mosquito. But if you look carefully, you'll see that the cranefly lacks any biting mouth parts. So you're pretty safe around the cranefly, even though it looks big and dangerous. Our final note this week comes from our good friends, the Newstocks, up near Marcel. And this note includes the following: our eagle has fledged. And that's always exciting. I know that when my eagle fledged a couple weeks ago, I was pretty excited myself. The loon egg never hatched. Once they finally abandoned the nest, Scott found a whole but cracked egg. We're sad there will be no babies to watch this year. Lots of beaver activity on our lake. Milkweed is in bloom, but not a single caterpillar this year. Last year, we counted over 100 in this patch. We did see a monarch this week and found a couple of monarch eggs on the leaves. Lots of black-eyed Susans. Sadly, we saw a dead wolf on Highway 38. It was a very, very red sun at sunset. And we hope you are all well. Thank you, the Newstocks. Thanks for that great information. And if you have been inspired by hearing the voices of your fellow Northern Minnesota denizens, why, call us. We're having our summer camping special membership drive, and we'd like to hear from you.
The number to call is 218-326-1234. You can get a bandana as a thank you gift, or maybe you're someone that would enjoy this lantern. It's a dual function thing. It's a lantern as well as a Bluetooth speaker. So you can listen to KEXE as you are lit upon the trail. But we need you now. The next pledge gets us closer to our goal of 10 pledges this morning. That unlocks an extra $2,000. Whatever amount you can afford to give, call right now, 218-326-1234.